AP News for this Saturday, September 23rd. I'm Jackie Quinn. North Carolina, Virginia, and the coastal mid-Atlantic are feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Ophelia. The system made landfall at North Carolina's Emerald Isle, but continues spreading heavy rains, says hurricane specialist Philippe Pappin.
2 to 4 inches, some isolated totals up to 6 inches for portions of southern and eastern Virginia, going into Maryland, the Washington, D.C. area, and then into southern New Jersey.
He says storm surge levels could cause local coastal flooding. The high winds made driving difficult in Wilson, North Carolina.
Drive under the speed limit. I just want to get there.
She spoke to WTVD. At the U.S. Capitol, some House members remain in town, trying to negotiate a spending package. But Louisiana Republican Congressman Garrett Graves says they're holding the line to force spending reductions.
And address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation, and just the inability of Americans to make ends meet.
The fiscal year runs out next week, and a stalemate over spending threatens a government shutdown. Russia's foreign minister blasting the West at the UN General Assembly in New York. Our Karen Chamas reports.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the US and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international order. They're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar and just world order.
But no mention of his country's deadly invasion of Ukraine. The family of a black teen suspended from high school in Texas because of the length of his braids is suing the governor, saying there's a new law that protects people from discrimination because of hairstyles. This is AP News. The Pope advocates for migrants.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Pope Francis has arrived in the French port city of Marseille to amplify his call for Europe's Mediterranean region to be a welcome place for migrants. The Pope's position on migration is an increasingly lonely one in Europe, where some countries are emphasizing border fences, repatriations, and the possibility of a naval blockade to keep a new influx of would-be refugees out.
Guys, hari ini...
A court in Indonesia has convicted a woman of inciting religious hatred and sentenced her to 2 years in prison for saying a Muslim prayer and then eating pork in a TikTok video. Judges at the court in South Sumatra have also ordered her to pay a fine of more than $16,000. The woman, who identifies as Muslim, said a brief prayer that translates to "in the name of God" before eating a crispy pork skin in a video that was published in March and was widely viewed. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.